Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Zone. It's your girl Priceless with the one, the only Samantha's World, otherwise known as Samantha's World. And Priceless Sound on all social medias. Hit me up on all social medias at Priceless Sound. But if you guys don't know, my co-host, the one, the only. Welcome to the Red Zone, everyone. So, guys, if you're not following us on all social medias, like I said in the beginning, please do so. Hit us up on all major chats. But before we get right into that, where can you find us? Anchor, Spotify, Listen Notes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, and Deezer. Go to Spotify.com/US for 3 free months on us. Go to Deezer.com/US for 3 free months on us. Shout out to welcome to the Red Zone, everyone. For an amazing year, but besides an amazing year, now we're taking it over to Mystics World, who's going to tell us all about our topic. It's a big topic, guys. It's a bombshell. We're kind of the first people to know about this. It's a little secret Mystics World got in on, and shout out to Mystics World for making Red Zone first people to hear about this amazing news. Mystics World, what is the brand new news that is news?
Let's just say we all get a lot of sequels to things, right? Sequels to movies, video games, sequels to cartoons, anime movies. But how about a sequel to YouTube? Yep, that is right. We are officially the first people to know about YouTube 2. What YouTube 2 is basically a platform or a sequel to the YouTube platform that's going to, make room for a lot of creators. So that means instead of having everyone on one surge, YouTube is thinking about making a YouTube 2 just for all creators, so that they will have more room and more space to like do comments or do feedback, and that way for the rest of us who are not creators can enjoy YouTube for what it is. But they wanted to be a second division to YouTube for the creators, so that they can, just in case the creators have questions or they have feedback or they have like things they have to do, programs and stuff, they all gonna be on that search. So back to Samantha's World to see what she thinks of expansion of YouTube.
I agree 100%. This is huge, guys. YouTube has been one of like the first for video broadcasting. It's been one of the most talked all over the world. Like literally every single one is like the most talked about topic. So guys, how do you feel about this new YouTube too? So if you guys want to know, there is a special gamer out on YouTube. He does professional gaming videos. He's the one who's actually one of the people behind the new YouTube 2. We're not linking names. We're not telling tales. So everyone hears it first here. But this new YouTube 2 is going to be ecstatic. It's filled with jam-packed new ideas. And like Mystics World said, it's specifically for creators, designed for creators by creators. And a little sneak preview into this new deal, there won't be no advertisements, meaning you won't have to watch ads every time you want to watch a video. Yo, that's what I'm talking about. One thing I absolutely love is that you can get paid from advertisements. One thing I hate is that advertisements will overpower a video to the point to where it's actually boring and the video becomes uninteresting. How many times have you watched a YouTube video and there's 40 ads per one video? I understand that that makes if you have an hour-long video a transition through the video, but if you have a 10-minute video, 40 ads is a little exuberant, if you ask me, or over the top. So, Mystics World, What do you think you would like to see on this new YouTube 2? And what kind of features do you think they should bring out into the YouTube 2?
Personal assistant, like one-on-one personal assistants. You know, like, and guys, the reason I say this is because if you have like a big platform like YouTube, they can't get to everybody. So maybe if they assign each creator like to their own assistant, you know, that way, you know, when you need something, you go to that particular assistant, you know, that, and, you know, instead of having to find an assistant, you know, so I feel like if they were to do this, you know, I think that one of the features should be personal assistants, you know, that knows you by name and only works for you, because I feel like it would make it so much easier than you trying to find assistant to represent you. And I feel that's why they are making this YouTube too, because YouTube itself has gotten so big that they can't keep up with everybody. So maybe personal assistance.
I agree with you 100%. Having that extra assistance, having all of the qualifications with the new functions, is going to be a blast. But you guys should also know some other features I would love to see on this is also a podcasting feature. One thing YouTube struggles to do is have podcasting features. For us podcasters, video podcasting is super important. Having multiple guests on at one time and being able to connect with loads of people, that's super important function. So what do you think? Should they start podcasting and having a podcasting function right on the app? Should they offer more variety? So let's take it over to Mrs. World to see. Does he think podcasting on this new YouTube too and having separate channels for separate things be a good idea? Or should it be like YouTube where it's all combined into one?
That's a good idea. But like you said, I do agree that I feel like they should have like different varieties going into the assistants. Like if you're a gamer, have a gamer assistant. If you're a podcaster, have a podcaster assistant. If you're like a video creator, you know, have a video creator assistant. You know, that way if you put them in groups, you know, which I agree with, if you put them in groups, then, you know, everything would tie in perfectly. Like, you know, we as creators ourselves and video performers, we know how hard it is to try to find a specific assistant to help with that specific thing that we're trying to do. So I feel like having assistants for different genres, for different genres, I feel like it would help a lot more. I agree.
I agree with you 100%. This is something that we need to channel separated so people can find stuff more easily. Also, separation between gaming, YouTubing, podcasting, because there's not enough place and separation for each thing. So every time you're hitting the For You page, all you're seeing is different types of content instead of the type of content you wish to see, which is one specific type of content. So making it accessible. For instance, if you guys are not familiar with Likee, Likee is a great video platform that we broadcast on that we're trying to grow over there in the community. If you guys want to be professional broadcasters, podcasters, hosts, over there, let us know. We can help you out with that. But Likee is a great way to explain this. There's a page directed for every single thing, live streams, gaming, each page is its own. So you can directly find what you're looking for versus everything being all on one page and you're not being able to get the most out of your money. So if you guys aren't familiar with that, then you guys should definitely look into that. It's a benefit And also, I think YouTube too should bring this to light. As well with the YouTube too, they should offer more pay for creators. Because as it stands, YouTube creators right now only make 11 cents per advertisement. And unless you're getting 1,000 views or more, 11 cents does not add up to a whole lot of money. So guys, do definitely check us out, like our videos. Comment below if you guys can and give us a follow and a shout out. We would appreciate it. As well, we have another news podcast that we're bringing to light. This is going to be in our part two. If you guys know MGK, otherwise known as Machine Gun Kelly, we'll be talking about him. Also, we'll be talking about Lil Nas X and his new release of his brand new album. What's your favorite song? Let him know on TikTok. He's actually looking for that. We'll describe that. We'll also describe Chase Hudson, otherwise known as Little Huddy's new news and what he's got happening over on his new side of music. So definitely check us out on all social medias. Like us, follow us in the description box down below. I'm Price the Sound, Unlikey DJ Price the Sound on TikTok, or as it stands, Priceless Sounds. 100%, as all people know me, Samantha underscore 20 underscore price on Instagram and on all major social medias. Where can they find Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier, otherwise known as Mystics World, otherwise known as Purple Lyric Gotti on Likey, Mystics World? Where can they find you?
Instagram and Purple Gotti on also Lady Gaga's Locker on Bloodline. And I just opened
Thank you for joining us here on Welcome to the Red Zone. Remember to do what you love and love what you do. Because if you're not loving what you do, like Mystics World taught me, you could be in the wrong business. So welcome to the Red Zone, everybody. Mystics World, remember to. Welcome to the Red Zone. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Zone. It's your girl, Priceless, with the one, the only, Samantha's World, otherwise known as Samantha's World. And Priceless Sound on all social medias. Hit me up on all social medias at Priceless Sound. But if you guys don't know, my co-host, the one, the only, welcome to the Red Zone, everyone. So, guys, if you're not following us on all social medias, like I said in the beginning, please do so. Hit us up on all major chats. But before we get right into that, where can you find us? Anchor, Spotify, Listen Notes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, and Deezer. Go to Spotify.com/US for 3 free months on us. Go to Deezer.com/US for 3 free months on us. Shout out to Welcome to the Red Zone, everyone. For an amazing year, but besides an amazing year, now we're taking it over to Mystics World, who's going to tell us all about our topic. It's a big topic, guys. It's a bombshell. We're kind of the first people to know about this. It's a little secret Mystics World got in on, and shout out to Mystics World for making Red Zone first people to hear about this amazing news. Mystics World, what is the brand new news that is news?
Right. We are officially the first people to know about YouTube Studios is basically a platform or a sequel to the YouTube platform that's going to, make room for a lot of creators. So that means instead of having everyone on one search, YouTube is thinking about making a YouTube too, just for all creators, so that they will have more room, more space to like do comments or do feedback, and that way for the rest of us that are not creators can enjoy YouTube for what it is, but they want it to be a second event for the creators, so that they can, just in case the creators have questions or they have feedback or they have things they have to do, programs and stuff, they all gonna be on that search. So back to Samantha's world to see what she thinks of expansion of YouTube.
I agree 100%. This is huge, guys. YouTube has been one of the first for video broadcasting. It's been one of the most talked all over the world. Like, literally, every single one is the most talked about topic. So, guys, how do you feel about this new YouTube too? So, if you guys want to know, there is a special gamer out on YouTube. He does professional gaming videos. He is the one who's actually one of the people behind the new YouTube too. We're not linking names. We're not telling tales. So everyone hears it first here. But this new YouTube too is going to be ecstatic. It's filled with jam-packed new ideas. And like Mr. Swell said, it's specifically for creators, designed for creators by creators. And a little sneak preview into this new deal, there won't be no advertisements, meaning you won't have to watch ads every time you want to watch a video. Yo, 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 that's what I'm talking about. One thing I absolutely love is that you can get paid from advertisements. One thing I hate is that advertisements will overpower a video to the point to where it's actually boring and the video becomes uninteresting. How many times have you watched a YouTube video and there's 40 ads per one video? I understand that that makes, if you have an hour-long video, a transition through the video. But if you have a 10-minute video, 40 ads is a little exuberant, if you ask me, or over the top. So, Mystics World, what do you think you would like to see on this new YouTube 2? And what kind of features do you think they should bring out into the YouTube 2?
They should bring personal assistant, one-on-one personal assistant. And guys, the reason I say this is because if you have a big platform like YouTube, they can't get to everybody. So maybe they assign each creator to their own assistant. That way, when you need something, you go to that particular assistant, instead of having to find an assistant, so I feel like if they were to do this, I think that one of the features should be personal assistants, that knows you by name and only works for you, because I feel like it will make it so much easier than you trying to assistant represent you. And I feel that's why they are making this YouTube too, because YouTube itself has gotten so big that they can't keep up with everybody. So maybe personal assistance.
I agree with you 100%. Having that extra assistance, having all of the qualifications with the new functions, it's going to be a blast. But You guys should also know some other features I would love to see on this is also a podcasting feature. One thing YouTube struggles to do is have podcasting features. For us podcasters, video podcasting is super important. Having multiple guests on at one time and being able to connect with loads of people, that's super important function. So what do you think? Should they start podcasting and having a podcasting function right on the app? Should they offer more variety? So let's take it over to Mrs. World to see. Does he think podcasting on this new YouTube too and having separate channels for separate things be a good idea? Or should it be like YouTube where it's all combined into one?
I don't really think it's a good idea. But like you said, I do agree that I feel like they should have like different varieties going into the assistants. Like if you're a gamer, have a gamer assistant. If you're a podcaster, have a podcaster assistant. If you're like a video creator, you know, have a video creator assistant. You know, that way if you put them in groups, you know, which I agree with, if you put them in groups, then, you know, everything would tie in perfectly. Like, you know, we as creators ourselves and video performers, we know how hard it is to try to find a specific assistant to help with that specific thing that we're trying to do. So I feel like having assistants for different variety of different genres, I feel like people would help a lot more. I agree.
I agree with you 100%. This is something that we need to channel separated so people can find stuff more easily. Also, separation between gaming, YouTubing, podcasting, because there's not enough place and separation for each thing. So every time you're hitting the For You page, all you're seeing is different types of content instead of the type of content you wish to see, which is one specific type of content. So making it accessible. For instance, if you guys are not familiar with Likee, Likee is a great video platform that we broadcast on, that we're trying to grow over there in the community. If you guys want to be professional broadcasters, podcasters, hosts, over there, let us know. We can help you out with that. But Likee is a great way to explain this. There's a page directed for every single thing. Live streams, gaming, each page is its own. So you can directly find what you're looking for versus everything being all on one page and you're not being able to get the most out of your money. So if you guys aren't familiar with that, then you guys should definitely look into that. It's a benefit. And also, I think YouTube too should bring this to light. As well with the YouTube too, they should offer more pay for creators. Because as it stands, YouTube creators right now only make 11 cents per advertisement. And unless you're getting 1,000 views or more, 11 cents does not add up to a whole lot of money. So guys, do definitely check us out. Like our videos. Comment below if you guys can. And give us a follow and a shout out. We would appreciate it. As well, we have another news podcast that we're bringing to light. This is going to be in our part two. If you guys know MGK, otherwise known as Machine Gun Kelly, we'll be talking about him. Also, we'll be talking about Lil Nas X and his new release of his brand new album. What's your favorite song? Let him know on TikTok. He's actually looking for that. We'll describe that. We'll also describe Chase Hudson, otherwise known as Little Huddy's new news and what he's got happening over on his new side of music. So definitely check us out on all social medias. Like us, follow us in the description box down below. I'm Priceless Sound on Likee, DJ Priceless Sound on TikTok, or as it stands, Priceless Sounds. 100%, as all people know me, Samantha_20_Price on Instagram and on all major social medias. Where can they find Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier, otherwise known as Mystics World, otherwise known as Purple Lear Gotti on Likee? Mystics World, where can they find you?
Instagram. also Lady Gaga's Locker on Bloodline. And I just opened
Thank you for joining us here on Welcome to the Red Zone. Remember to do what you love and love what you do. Because if you're not loving what you do, like Mystics World taught me, you could be in the wrong business. So welcome to the Red Zone, everybody. Mystics World, remember to... Welcome to the Red Zone.